Listen to Laureen Kelly talking about St. Patrick's Day and circle true or false.
You are listening to Frank's radio program, We Travel the World. And I'd like to welcome Laureen Kelly from Ireland to our studio.
Hi to all our listeners. And thank you, Frank, for having me.
What is the topic for today? What are you going to talk about this evening?
About St. Patrick's Day.
Could you first tell our listeners who St. Patrick was?
Well, he was a Christian missionary and bishop in Ireland. He was born about 400 years after the birth of Christ. He is the patron saint of Ireland. St. Patrick's Day is a public holiday in Ireland. It is celebrated on March 17th, not only in Ireland, but also in many other countries where Irish people live.
Is March the 17th St. Patrick's date of birth?
No, it is said to be the date of his death.
You mentioned celebrations on this day. What do people do on St. Patrick's Day?
There are so many ways of celebrating. Parades are held and there are music festivals with traditional Irish music and traditional musical instruments.
Can you name some traditional instruments?
There's the fiddle, the tin whistle, the button accordion, the banjo and the harp, just to name a few of the most important. But you can also listen to folk music, to rock, pop and jazz in the pubs and in the streets.
Who joins the parades?
Mostly marching bands and youth or folk groups, but also fire brigades and anyone who likes to take part in the marches. Every year, thousands of onlookers are attracted to watch the parades.
Could I join the parades as well?
Yes, of course, but you must wear green clothes.
Why is that?
Green is the colour of the Catholics in Ireland and Northern Ireland, so we wear something green. And some people have green shamrocks painted on their cheeks.
Shamrocks?
Yes, a three-leaved shamrock. It is Ireland's national symbol. But green is also the colour of my country. Since there is a lot of rain, the landscape is lush and green.
I see. I've also heard that they serve green beer at Irish pubs on St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, they colour drinks and food. That's funny. Imagine eating green beans on green toast and green sausages or green porridge. I should also mention that there are dances and theatre performances in the streets and, of course, fireworks and lots of other entertainment. Famous sights are lit up in green and it's terrific. And everyone who can speak Gaelic does so.
Do you know how to speak Gaelic?
Unfortunately, only a bit.
Laureen, you gave us an interesting insight into a bit of Irish culture. We have to say goodbye to our listeners for today, and please join me again next Friday, 6 o'clock p.m.